Millions of teenagers have embraced Kazaa, Morpheus, and other Napster-like programs that allow them to swap music and games online. But those files aren't the only kind that are traded. More than 40% of all searches on file-sharing systems are for video pornography, according to one study. NPR's Netta Ulaby has the story. We want to warn you, the graphic content of her report may disturb some listeners.
This could be the bedroom of almost any middle-class guy in his 20s, but it belongs to someone I'll call Dirk. Dirk downloads porn with the popular file-sharing system called Kazaa Lite, and he's offered to demonstrate how adult material pops up in the sort of search a kid might do.
Well, you know Britney Spears is going to get something.
Love to do Britney Spears.
Okay.
Dirk types in the singer's name, and within seconds, hundreds of titles swarm over the screen.
And we have a lot of choices. Here we go. Triple X. Movie 16 years old. Very rare.
This takes a few minutes to download.
Another click. Crazy. Wow, that almost does look like her.
The young woman in the video is not Britney Spears. She's certainly older than 16, and she's doing things that would slaughter a pop star's career.
Well, it's her music, anyway.
File sharers search via keyword. About two-thirds of the files that used Britney Spears as a keyword seemed perfectly innocuous. Songs, music videos, and appearances on TV. But other titles included...
Porn, Britney Spears, The Truth Revealed. Britney Spears' boob. And that's Britney Spears' boob, so it says. Britney Spears in shower, Britney Spears nude.
And those are just the titles Dirk can mention on public radio. Putting a celebrity's name on a video file is an easy way to attract attention. And it's not just teenage pop stars who get misappropriated. Put in Pokemon, and you'll likely be unpleasantly surprised. Dirk entered the name, just the name, of the fictional character perhaps most popular with kids.
Harry Potter, teen, nude, triple X, sex.
It's in German.
So there is some under Harry Potter.
Nothing is sacred in fileshare land. The most common searches for kid-oriented entertainment bring up hardcore porn videos. And unlike the internet in general, those files are right there in plain sight.
Pornography is pushed on kids when they try to download music.
California House Democrat Henry Waxman.
They're forced to look at a whole bunch of pornographic choices, some quite vile, including child pornography.
Waxman helped lead a government investigation into kids' exposure to pornography on file-sharing systems.
Parents really have no way to protect their children through any technological means that we're aware of at the present time. There is no solution to be had at the moment, either technologically or legislatively.
Most file-sharing programs have adult content filters, but they're largely ineffective. There's no way to tell what's actually on a video file. But parents need not panic, says Robin Raskin. She's a technology consultant who specializes in families. Raskin says most parents don't relish talking to kids about porn on the peer-to-peers, but it's now something they must do.
Parents know so little about this, and it's so easy for kids to pull the wool over their eyes. So I have my own 17-year-old son who, as many times as we talk about the moral and ethical problems of downloading free things from peer-to-peer networks, he's, you know, there with everybody else experimenting.
One day, Raskin says, her entire home network ground to a halt. So she and her husband checked the family computer to see what was clogging the system.
There were a lot of pornographic files on our hard disks. And when we confronted my son just said, oh, that's just like a peer-to-peer thing, and they just stop on the way to somebody else's machine.
That's the 21st century version of, I didn't break it, it broke by itself. Raskin says as long as kids are file sharing, parents should learn how the systems work. According to one survey, file sharing is a hobby of almost 40% of American kids aged 10 to 18. Wayne Rosso is president of the peer-to-peer program Grokster. He says there's an industry movement to regulate kids' access to porn and circumvent porn files featuring minors and extreme violence.
We're gonna take care of them ourselves. We're going to clean up our own house, just like the movie business did when they instituted their own rating system.
Legitimate porn companies are not thrilled about their copyrighted material being pirated. Bill Asher is a president of Vivid Entertainment, which makes and markets mainstream porn.
The internet is a scary place for anybody with any intellectual property.
Does this mean I'm not sexy enough for you?
Estimates vary, but Americans spend about $1 billion per year for online porn. Asher says, unlike the recording industry, the adult entertainment business does not plan to sue individuals downloading porn without permission.
No, certainly not. I don't think you'll ever see that out of us.
That's because, for starters, the porn business isn't hemorrhaging money. And Asher says porn has a long tradition of leveraging new technology. That includes file sharing.
The newest, most outside-the-box ideas come from the adult industry, and I think I'm already starting to see that.
Sean Trotter is technical director for America's largest mail-order distributor of pornographic videos. It's called Adam and Eve.
We actually take our movies, and after we digitize them, we wrap them in digital rights management technology, and then we populate the peer-to-peers.
That means the company spreads its own files across the various file-sharing systems. Anyone trying to download them gets directed to the Adam and Eve website. There, the company encourages membership and asks for a few dollars per download. It's basically the Apple iTunes approach to porn. This method is becoming standard in the porn industry and may influence how mainstream movies get marketed online. It also limits the consumer base for an Adam and Eve video file.
So if you were to download it, you would have to get a key through us, through Adam and Eve, through the website. And by doing that, you have to verify your age and, you know, be a consenting adult.
But codes were made to be broken. And technology consultant Robin Raskin says even with such safeguards, kids won't be able to avoid porn on the peer-to-peers. It's part of a disorienting cyber landscape, Raskin says, that parents and children need to navigate together.
You can no longer afford not to have this conversation with your kids, to demand to see what they're doing. That includes who their friends are in an instant message situation, which of the peer-to-peer networks they use and what they use them for. You can tell them that you have a legal obligation to talk about these things. You can stress to them that the things they think they're doing that are private and nobody's going to find them are not private.
In some ways, Raskin says, file sharing presents an opportunity for families to have adult conversations. Kids can teach parents more about the technology on their own computers, and parents can talk their kids through the new dilemmas this technology poses. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.